Yeah, it's been a really tough day. We knew that Andy was going to go and speak to Dover yesterday. That had been prearranged. We still felt that coming in this morning that there was a possibility that Andy might stay with us. We certainly tried everything within our power to keep him, but geography got the better of us. The fact that Dover's on his doorstep, more than any other factor, was something we couldn't compete with.
And his contract was coming out to an end at the end of the season. Was there an option there to offer him a contract extension to get him to stay?
Yeah, he ran out June next year. We offered him an extension in line with what he was offered elsewhere. But yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't enough to keep him on.
Dover were allowed permission to speak to Andy Hessenthaler. Why was that?
Just because of our relationship with Andy as a club this year. We've had a very close-knit group on the field and off the field. We spoke to Andy about their interest. He actually he turned down another club in our league earlier in the season, turned down the opportunity to speak to them. So he's been very fair with us, very committed. And we felt that with the situation at the club, how things have changed and the fact that Dover is so near to his family home, that it was the right thing to do to at least give him the opportunity to speak.
And was location the only factor for Andy Hessenthaler deciding to move to Dover, or were there other reasons as well?
In the end, it was just down to location. I think our offer to Andy was the same. I think that Andy felt that the squad that we have is still well in place to make a challenge this year. But ultimately, the fact that Dover is literally on his doorstep, his family are all based over there, it made perfect sense for him in that regard. So we took the decision to let him go.
You must be slightly shell-shocked as well. After four wins in a row, six games unbeaten, it's not come at a brilliant time.
No, it's awful timing from our point of view in terms of the run we've been on and the way the place feels. We've had a real lift over the last month or two based on performances on the field and how things feel in general. So, yeah, it's awful timing, but we're confident by allowing Ben Strevens and Ross Flitney to take over in the interim period that nothing has to change in terms of how the place feels. And, they've been a big part in Andy's success of late. And I'm sure that we can keep the continuity by letting those guys take over for the short-term period.
And what happens now then as far as bringing in a new manager is concerned?
We'll open it up to applications from elsewhere. We've already had a huge amount of interest, which is really encouraging. It's nice to know that we're still considered a good job, I guess. Let's see how Ben does. Ben's got an opportunity now to take the helm and run with it and give us a really hard decision to make.
Would Ben Strevens like the job full-time?
I'm sure he would, yeah. I think that in our previous time when managers have gone, Ben probably didn't feel like he was quite ready, but I know now that he's expressed an interest and he would certainly like to have a go at it.
And if you were to bring in a manager, see, Andy Hessenthaler was out of contract in the summer, would it be a six-month contract or would there be an option to give a manager a longer contract than that?
I think that it would probably, to attract the right candidate, it would probably have to be a longer contract than the six-month one. We were prepared for Andy to offer an extension. So, yeah, I certainly think it's something we would consider for the right person.
And what would your message be to the supporters at the moment who may be a little bit uncertain about what's going to happen next?
Don't panic. Nothing really needs to change with Ben and Ross taking over. The lads are still in a really good place. The form of late's been fantastic, and there's no reason why that run needs to change. I mean, we'll miss Andy. We'll miss Andy about the place, but from our point of view, keeping a manager that probably had his head turned and was interested in moving elsewhere. I know that if we'd have had to stay, he'd have stayed on and still done a good job. But we had to do the right thing by him. We've been compensated for him going. Therefore, it does work for all parties.
And is there a time frame of when you want to appoint a manager permanently by?
We're inviting applications straight away. We'll start an interview process fairly quickly. But we have every confidence in Ben and Ross being able to look after it in the interim period, and that holds no fear for us.
And how important is it just to keep spirits high now? Because you're still pretty much in everything, aren't you? 3 points off the playoffs. You've got the FA Cup to look forward to. There's still so much to play for.
Absolutely. It was nice to get a home draw. We're still very much in it in the league this year. We're second in the form table. We're looking great. We're injury free. So, spirits are taking care of themselves. We've got a fantastic bunch this year. And it's been everybody in it together mentality that's kept us going. And nothing needs to change there.